I'm very proud to be Greek. I come from a nation that contributes so much to Western civilization, science, arts, and medicine. And the whole situation makes me quite disappointed and angry, because I feel that we shouldn't be at the state that we are at the moment.
Markos Klonizakis came to the UK in 1995, but is still proud to be a Greek national, despite the current situation in his homeland. He explains how the Greeks feel about their Prime Minister George Papandreou, who faces a vote of confidence later tonight.
One word, angry. They are angry because they feel they have been brought in a situation they shouldn't be. They voted him on false promises, and they don't feel that he has respected their feelings about how the things should be responded to. What I think is that people in the UK, and Lincoln in specific, do not know the true magnitude of the problem. They probably feel that Greece has created a financial mess, let them clean it. But things are not that simple. Things are far more complicated.
But could the UK soon find themselves in a similar position to the Greeks? With the country nearly £1 trillion in debt, Geeta Lakshmi, senior lecturer at Lincoln Business School, explains how the situation in Greece could affect the rest of Europe.
At the moment, it's extremely risky. I mean, I don't think you need an expert to tell you that the financial system is very fragile and very interrelated. So when one country or one institution falls, which is key to the system, it starts affecting other institutions and other countries like a deck of cards. I mean, it is an odd analogy because these are supposed to be the foundations of the economy.
It's not just the UK which is in debt. Many of Europe's biggest countries are also struggling to cope with high levels of debt. But what exactly can Europe do to ensure financial growth?
Debt per se isn't a bad thing, but it's become a kind of cultural norm that we just keep on lending money, and that's how we should grow. I think the only way we will grow is if we have some enterprise. We actually produce something which we can see. So throwing money about the system is artificial. It's like inflating a giant balloon, making it bigger and bigger. It looks bigger, but it doesn't mean it is really bigger, because it's full of hot air in the end.
So what exactly can the UK expect if its debt becomes unmanageable? Markos explains how the financial situation in Greece has affected his family.
My mother is a head teacher in a school outside our hometown. And before the austerity measures in 2009, she used to earn 1,600 euros approximately per month. Now, her take-home pay is less than 1,000.
It seems entirely possible that the Greeks will wake tomorrow facing the prospect of elections to replace Prime Minister Papandreou. But what do they really want from Europe?
In reality, we want help to help ourselves. As simple as that. We don't want, and nobody asks for free money. Nobody wants money to be wasted. We want the money, and we want to be able to spend the money so that we can rebuild our economy, which is how you earn money as a state in the long term.
Tom Bowen, Siren FM.